Hello, I greet you in the name of the Lord. Once again, it's an honor to be with you.
Halo, abdi mapad saderek di lebet nami Gusti, ieu teh hiji kahormatan pikeun babarengan.
I realize that you're listening from all over the world.
Abdi sadar-saderek keur ngadangukeun sakuliah dunya.
And though we have not seen each other face to face,
najan teu paampro,
I join you in this harvest of the Lord as a co-worker.
Urang hiji dina panen Gusti saperti mitra.
And as your brother.
Oge saderek saiman.
I invite you to turn today to the book of James to chapter 5.
Mangabuka Yakobus pasal 5.
The Bible tells us that Jesus is coming again.
Kitab Masihan terang Yesus bade sumping deui.
And our hearts look forward to that day.
Ate urang ngarep-ngarep pisan.
Not because we want to escape.
Lain rek kabur.
But we love his appearing.
Tapi senang mantena sumping.
And we love to be with him.
Sarengan sareng urang.
It is a part of our nature.
Ieu tatabeat urang.
But the Bible tells us that there is a job to do.
Alkitab masihan terang aya tugas anu kudu dilakukeun.
We have a great harvest.
Urang teh rek panen lega.
That must be gathered in.
Kudu digundukeun.
The book of James chapter 5 tells us about this harvest.
Kitab Yakobus pasal 5 mere nyaho hal panen ieu.
In verse 7 he says, be patient therefore brethren under the coming of the Lord.
In ayat 7 anjeunna nyarita ku sabab kitu sing sabar kana kasumpinganna.
He tells us that we must wait. Many times we want him to come early.
Urang kudu nungguan loba nu hayang buru-buru.
Behold, the husbandman waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
Sabenerna patani nungguan hasilna anu mucekil.
And he has long patience for the fruit of the earth.
Kasabaran nepi ka hujan mangsa halodo.
Until he received the early and the latter rain.
Harta hujan mangsa mamareng.
Now I'm here to talk to you about the weather.
Budi bade nyaritakeun masalah cuaca.
And do you know that it's different in every part of the world?
Nah, saderek terang, ieu beda-beda sadunya.
Here in North America where I live, the weather's different from your place.
Di Amerika Kaler, tempat abdi beda jeung di tempat saderek.
We have four very different seasons.
Abdi boga opat usum nu beda.
Some of you have only two seasons.
Di saderek mah, ngan dua usum.
A rainy season and a dry season.
Tung hujan jeung halodo.
And some of you have one long hot season.
Aya nu usum halodo nalila.
And so, it's important that we understand what the Bible is teaching.
Urang kudu ngarti naon nu ku Alkitab diajarkeun.
The season is spoken of in Israel.
Nyaritakeun usum di Israel.
Israel had two rainy seasons every year.
Aya dua usum dina sataun.
And the year began in the fall.
Dimimitian ku usum murag.
It would happen in our month of September.
Kajadianana bulan September.
This is called the head of the year.
Disebut tahun munggaran.
And the Hebrew term for this is Rosh Hashanah.
Cek Yahudi mah Rosh Hashanah.
And it means head of the year.
Artina awal tahun.
In the beginning of the year, early rains fall.
Jadi aya hujan awal.
And the early rains loosened the soil.
Menyuburkeun tanah.
It was after the soil had been wetted that the farmers would plant the crop of winter wheat.
Petani melak gandum di usum tiis.
The winter wheat would go into the ground as seed.
Gandum usum tiis karuang jadi binih.
Then it would begin to grow up through the ground.
Jadi tumbuh.
It looked as though it would be green grass.
Tembongna seperti jukut hejo.
And it would come at the time of the cold.
Kajadianana di usum tiis.
And this doesn't seem right.
Tembongna teu tepat.
That during the time of cold and snow.
Dina usum tiis jeung salju.
That there should be green.
Aya pepelakan nu hejo.
It is the same way in my country.
Sarua jeung di nagara abdi.
For many months here it has been dry.
Beberapa bulan tanah teh garing.
But not long ago we had rain.
Tapi teu lila hujan turun.
When the rain came, my family planted wheat.
Tumujan keluarga abdi melak gandum.
The fields were ready to be plowed.
Buma digarap.
But the wheat could not be planted till there was water.
Gandum mah teu dipelak dina lobat cai.
So they put the winter wheat seed into the ground.
Sebab melakna dina usum tiis.
Now it is beginning to grow.
Ini teh jadi tumbuh.
It looks like grass.
Kawas cukut.
And it looks like it will keep growing.
Kacirina terus ngagedean.
But soon it will stop.
Kakaraeureun.
The cold of winter will come.
Tiisna usum tiis bakal datang.
It will be very cold.
Kayanana bakal tiis pisan.
And the snows will fall on the ground.
Terus hujan salju.
The winter wheat will be covered.
Dan usum tiis di bulan ku salju.
It will seem as if it is dead.
Seperti napae.
But then the winter will pass.
Tangis liwat usum tiis.
The warm temperatures will come.
Bahwa panas bakal datang.
And in the springtime of the year.
Tarta dina usum mamareng.
There will be new rains.
Turun deui hujan.
These are the latter rains.
Disebutna hujan akhir.
It was the same in the nation of Israel.
Tarua di negara Israel oge.
The sun began to shine.
Panumpoe mimiti moncorong.
The rain began to fall.
Mimiti aya hujan.
And the wheat that looked as though it was dead.
Harta gandum nu saperti pae.
Begins to rise up and grow tall.
Tengkat hirup deui.
There may be a part that ripens here or there.
Aya nu geus asak culcal.
But most of the crop will ripen at the last moment.
Tapi lolobana mah asakna teh waktu akhir.
Where I live, the farmers wait for that day.
Di abdi mah petani teh nungguan poe eta.
They watch the wheat every day.
Gandum dipeara saban poe.
The harvest is ready at one time.
Dibuatkeun meujeuhna dina waktuna.
Many months before the harvest comes.
Samina mangsa panen datang.
The farmers prepare their trucks.
Petani nyayagikeun truk.
And the big machines that cut the wheat.
Mesin panen nu gede.
Their wives prepare much food.
Bojona sasayagian dareun.
Because when the harvest comes.
Sab dina prakna panen.
It is work, work, work.
Digawe terus-terusan.
They must get the harvest in.
Hasil panen dibawa ka jero.
During a special time.
Dina waktu istimewa eta.
It does not last long.
Ralila.
There is a narrow window for the harvest.
Aya jendela leutik keur pibuatin.
This is what the Bible speaks
now,
of.
Nuku Alkitab diceritakeun.
And this is a picture of the church.
Ye gambaran ti gareja.
The church began 2,000 years ago.
Gereja dimimitian 2,000 tahun nulibat.
The rain of God fell from heaven.
Hujan Gusti turun ti surga.
On the day of Pentecost came the Holy Spirit.
Dina poe Pentakosta lungsur Roh Kudus.
Like rain falling from heaven.
Seperti hujan turun ti surga.
And the seed of the Word of God.
Harta binih dawuhan Gusti.
Was planted into the earth.
Diplaken.
And the church was born.
Gereja lahir.
And it began to shoot through the ground.
Ia mimiti karuang ku taneuh.
Like the green leaves of winter wheat.
Daun gandum nu hejo di usum tiis.
And the church began with a great explosion.
Di gereja oge mimiti aya gerakan nu gede.
3,000 people came to Christ on the day of Pentecost.
3,000 jalma nu datang ka Kristus dina poe Pentakosta.
Soon after another 5,000 men.
Tanggeus kitu nyusul 5,000 lalaki.
The church at Jerusalem had 50,000 members.
Gereja di Yerusalem boga 50,000 jamaah.
The gospel was preached in all of Asia in 2 years.
Injil diwawarkeun sakuliah Asia salila 2 tahun.
There were 100,000 people in the church at Ephesus.
Aya 100,000 jamaah di gereja Efesus.
The church exploded.
Gereja maju.
But then came the winter.
Di waktu usum tiis datang.
The church began to lose strength.
Gereja mimiti hengker.
The preachers quit preaching the word of God.
Ngarotbah dawuhan Gusti areureun.
They began to compromise the message.
Mimiti ngompromikeun pesen.
They no longer preached Christ.
Ngahotbahkeun deui Kristus.
They preached religion instead.
Ngahotbahkeun agama.
And the winter came.
Datang usum tiis.
And the church went into a state of dormancy.
Gereja teh mandeg.
There was no fruit.
Teu buahan.
The church was barely alive.
Meh paeh.
It was like a long cold winter.
Usum tiis nu lila kacida tiisna.
But finally the spring began to come.
Untungna usum mamareng.
It did not happen at once. Over hundreds of years.
Ratusan tahun.
The church has learned what we lost.
Gereja diajar naon anu leungit ti urang.
We begin to rediscover the truth.
Mimiti manggih deui kayaktian.
One important truth at a time.
Kita penting pisan hiji waktu mah.
And now we are come to the end.
Ayeuna urang nepi kana akhirna.
The time of the great harvest.
Mangsa panen gede.
It is important that we realize.
Penting urang sadar.
That the harvest of this day.
Panen teh poe ieu.
Is greater than all the rest of history.
Leuwih gede ti sapanjang sajarah.
There are three reasons of this.
Aya tilu alasan.
Never before in the history of the world.
Kan kungsi samemehna dina sajarah.
Have so many people lived on planet Earth.
Loba pisan jalma anu nyicingan planet bumi.
Until the year 1900.
Lebih ka taun 1800.
There were never more than a billion people on Earth at one time.
Ka miliar nu nyicingan bumi.
But in that year,
tapi dina taun eta,
for the very first time in the history of the world,
mimiti pisan dina sajarah,
1 billion people lived on planet Earth.
Ka miliar jalma hirup di bumi.
The second billion people came very quickly.
Miliar nu kaduana gancang nyusul.
By 1940, there were 2 billion people on planet Earth.
Tahun 1840 aya 2 miliar.
A second billion were added in just 40 years.
Miliar nu kadua ngan 40 taun nambahanana.
And then another billion came by 1960.
Miliar nu saterusna taun 1860.
Another billion came in just 20 years.
Nu saterusna turun waktu 20 taun.
And now today.
Ayeuna poe ieu.
In our time.
Jaman urang.
There are 6 billion people.
Genep miliar jalma.
There are more people who will live and die in this age.
Loba nu hirup jeung nu paeh di jaman ieu.
Than in all the rest of history combined.
Dibandingkeun jeung jaman sajarah nu kaliwat.
And this is why the Bible says.
Ieu sabna Alkitab nyarita.
So very much.
Loba pisan.
About the last days.
Al jaman akhir ieu.
The last days are as important as all of history.
Jaman akhir sarua pentingna jeung jaman sajarah.
Because we have the people to reach.
Ya jelema nu perlu dimenangkeun.
Number two, we have the tools.
Nomor dua, urang boga parabotna.
The men of the Bible would love to have our tools.
Jelema dina Alkitab resepeun boga parabot urang.
They did not have the printing press.
Ya bogaan mesin cetak.
They did not have the audio cassette tape.
Buan kaset jeung tip.
They did not have the television and video.
Ya bogaan televisi jeung video.
They could not travel by airplane.
Bisa indit ku pesawat terbang.
These men would love to have our tools.
Raraspeun kana sarana urang.
They did not have the power of the PA system.
Bogaeun pengeras suara.
To preach to crowds of thousands and thousands of people.
Keur khotbah ka nu rea ribuan jalma.
Today we have tools.
Bae miboga sarana eta.
Like no other generation in history.
And
number three.
Nomor tilu.
Today we have an understanding of the word.
Bae urang boga hartilawan Gusti.
Like no other generation before us.
Seperti generasi samemehna.
God has blessed the church.
Gusti ngaberkahan gereja ieu.
With wonderful teachers.
Pengajar nu luar biasa.
With Bibles.
Jeung Alkitab.
With instruction.
Ku pituduhna.
With people who teach.
Jeung pengajarna.
In all cultures.
Dina sagala budaya.
God has blessed his church.
Gusti ngaberkahan gerejana.
With the understanding.
Ku ngartikeun.
To carry this message.
Keur neruskeun ieu pesen.
And so now it's time.
Ku kituna ayeuna waktuna.
To bring in all of the crop.
Keur ngasupkeun hasil panen.
We must understand this truth.
Urang kudu ngarti kayaktian.
We must learn to recognize the crop.
Urang kudu diajar nyaho ka gandum.
Not everything is the crop.
Teu sakabeh gandum.
As we study the wheat plant.
Urang diajar hal gandum.
We see that only the head is what we eat.
Urang nempo sikeun gandum nu sok didahar.
The rest of the plant is of no value.
Tasana mah teu aya hargana.
Only straw for the animals.
Anjarami keur para hewan.
It is the part of the wheat that we're after.
Ieu oge bagian ti gandum.
The head makes the bread.
Siki gandum dijieun roti.
We must learn to recognize our harvest.
Urang kudu apa kapi buatin.
There are many people working in God's field.
Loba nu digawe di huma Gusti.
Who do not know what to look for.
Mun teu nyaho naon nu ditangan.
They are missing part of their harvest.
Maranehna leungit sawareh gandumna.
Therefore I turn you to the book of Acts.
Sebab itu orang tempo kisah para rasul.
In chapter 2 the apostle Peter is preaching about the harvest.
Di pasal 2 rasul Petrus kerhotbah hal pibuatil.
And he reminds us of what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Anjeunna ngelingan anu diucapkeun ku Nabi Joel.
He says these words in verse 17.
Nu diucapkeunana dina ayat 17.
It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God.
Bakal kajadian ini sampai akhir kitu dawuhanana.
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Kami rek ngucurkeun roh kami ka sakumna manusia.
God said that we'd pour out his spirit in every nation of the world.
Kinyarios mantena bade ngucurkeun rohna ka saban bangsa di dunya.
On the white man.
Nu kulitna bodas.
On the red man.
Nu kulitna beureum.
On the black man.
Nu kulitna hideung.
On the yellow man.
Nu kulitna koneng.
On all flesh.
Kabeh manusia.
Regardless of their belief.
Kemandang kepercayaanana.
God said that he would see that his message is preached in every nation. When this message is preached, people receive Christ. When they receive Christ, they can be filled with his spirit. He says, first of all, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. One cannot prophesy without the Holy Spirit.
Mal bisa ngandubuat teu aya Roh Kudus mah.
You cannot have the Holy Spirit without Christ.
Teu bisa boga Roh Kudus mun teu aya Kristus.
Therefore, all the young people must receive the word.
Sabab kitu nu ngarora kudu narima dawuhan.
All over the world.
Di sakuliah dunya.
Our sons and daughters must hear.
Putra-putri urang kudu ngabandungan.
God did not say the sons and daughters of one nation.
Gusti teu nyarioskeun ngan ti hiji bangsa.
He promised to give us the sons and daughters of all flesh.
Mantena janji pikeun sakabeh putra-putri umat manusia.
That means that in every nation,
ieu artina sakabeh bangsa,
there will be young people who prophesy.
Aya nu ngarorang anu buat.
Because they've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
Lantaran maranehna dipinuhan ku Roh Kudus.
After they received Jesus Christ.
Sanggeusna narima Yesus Kristus.
That tells us about our harvest.
Ieu merenyaho hal pibuatin.
The young people are the first ones to be mentioned.
Nu rumaja nu panghelana disebut teh.
God wants to reach the young people.
Gusti hayang meunangkeun nu rumaja.
Here in America we had a great evangelist.
Di Amerika abdi gaduh pewarta Injil nu hebat.
He lived 100 years ago.
Hirup 100 taun nu kaliwat.
His name was D.L. Moody.
Jenenganna D.L. Moody.
It was estimated that he won 1 million people to Christ.
Dikira-kira 1 juta jiwa nu dimenangkeun.
In a lifetime of ministry.
Dina waktu hirup pelayananana.
D.L. Moody had a heart for children.
D.L. Moody mika asih barudak.
It is said that half his converts were children.
Dina caritana satengah teh barudak.
One night after a service, a man came to Brother Moody.
Sanggeus peuting sanggeus kabaktian aya lalaki nu nyampurkeun ka D.L. Moody.
And he said, I did not get to hear you speak.
Abdi, teu ngadangu bapa khotbah.
I was not at the church tonight.
Abdi teu aya puting tadi di gareja.
So I ask you now.
Ayeuna bade naroskeun ka bapa.
How many people did receive Christ this night?
Sabara urang anu narima Kristus?
D.L. Moody replied to the man.
D.L. Moody ngajawab.
Tonight 3.5 people came to Christ.
Tilu satengah urang nu percaya Kristus.
The man laughed.
Lalaki teh seuri.
He said you had 3 adults and 1 child come to Christ.
Cek manehna maksud bapa 3 dewasa jeung saurang budak.
And D.L. Moody shook his head no.
D.L. Moody gogodeg lain.
He said tonight I had 3 children and 1 adult give their hearts to Christ.
Jawabna penting tadi 3 budak jeung saurang dewasa nu nyerahkeun hatena ka Kristus.
And the man said what do you mean?
Lalaki teh kumaha maksudna?
D.L. Moody responded to him.
D.L. Moody ngabandungan.
He said, the old man who got saved has already wasted half his life.
Nu kolot nu disalametkeun geus meakeun hirupna waktu satengahna.
But the little children have all their lives yet to live for Jesus.
Tapi barudak mah masih gembleng keur Yesus.
He saw the children as a whole person.
Anjeunna nempo barudak teh manusa nu sagemblengna.
Not just half.
Teu ngan satengah.
The Bible says that the harvest is with young people.
Cek Alkitab dibuatkeun teh nu ngarora.
You see, God wants to reach all ages.
Derek terang Gusti hoyong meunangkeun sagala umur.
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mantena teh Allahna Ibrahim, Ishak, jeung Yakub.
In the book of John, we read about the old men, the young men, and the little children.
Di kitab Yohanes, urang maca, hal nu kolot, nu ngora, sarta barudak.
We see the same thing in Peter.
Urang manggihan nu sarua dina Petrus.
He preached about old men, young men, and sons and daughters.
Anjeunna hotbahkeun hal nu karolot, anu ngarora, barudak awe lalaki.
The church must have the wisdom of the old men.
Gereja kudu mibanda hikmat nu kolot.
They must have the strength of the young men. But the explosion comes when we reach the young people.
Tapi gerakan kejadian waktu urang menangkeun kaum rumaja.
They have the energy and enthusiasm like no other generation.
Maranehna boga energi sarta sumanget ngaleuwihan nu sajena.
The young people of your nation.
Kaum rumaja di nagara saderek.
And it is the same all over the earth.
Sarua di sakuliah dunia.
Have more energy than the older people.
Nambogaan loba energi dibandingkeun jeung nu kolot.
More enthusiasm.
Leuwih semangat.
We must harness this.
Urang kudu nguatkeun ieu.
And use it for the gospel.
Tarta dipake keur Injil.
All too often we wait till children are too old.
Sering nungguan barudak nepi ka gede.
We have not invested in them.
Urang teu bogang investasikeun ka maranehna.
When they reach their 20s,
dina waktu umur 20 taun,
they have no interest.
Teu katarik.
Because we never tried to reach
urang
them.
Urang teu kungsi ngusahakeun meunangkeun maranehna.
But if you will plant seeds,
tapi upami saderek teu melakwini,
in the life of a young person,
dina kehidupan rumaja,
you will reap the harvest.
Saderek bakal panen
as they grow older.
Waktu manehna geus gede.
The Bible says the harvest comes at the end of the age.
Teu Alkitab panen kajadian dina akhir zaman.
And the young people are the first to be mentioned. The Bible says we must remember our Creator in the days of our youth.
Alkitab, urang kudu inget kanu nyipakeun urang keur ngora.
80% of people who come to Christ
80% nu percaya Kristus
do this before they reach age 20.
Ngalakukeun kieu samemeh umur 20 taun.
But most ministries overlook them.
Tapi lolobana pelayanan ngabaekeun manehna.
It is human nature.
Ieu kabiasaan manusia.
Not to esteem children.
Ngajenan barudak.
Not to esteem the young people.
Ngajenan nu ngarora.
Just as it is human nature not to pray.
Sarua kabiasaan teu ngadoa.
You have to discipline yourself to pray.
Saderek kudu ngadisiplin diri pikeun ngadoa.
It's much easier to sleep.
Bari kana sare.
You do not have to train yourself to sleep.
Teu perlu ngalatih diri supaya sare.
You don't have to train yourself to want food.
Perlu latihan hayang dahar.
These things come natural.
Nu kitu mah langsung bisa.
And most people,
lolobana,
with a natural mind,
make pikiran nu biasa,
do not esteem children.
Ngajenan barudak.
Because they do not esteem them. They do not try to reach them. They overlook them. For this reason, Paul spoke to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12.
Timotius kahiji pasal 4 ayat 12.
He said, do not let men despise your youth.
Ulah aya saurang oge anu nganggap handap lantaran manengora.
He said, you must be an example.
Maneh kudu jadi contoh.
Or men will despise you.
Lantaran usajen nganggap handap.
Because you're young.
Lantaran ngora.
I have been young.
Abdi kungsi ngora.
Now I'm older.
Ayeuna mah geus kolot.
I notice the difference.
Etanan bedana.
As I grow older.
Waktu geus kolot.
People respect me more.
Sajen leuwih ngajenan.
Because of my age.
Lantaran umur.
It is a natural thinking.
Cuma pikiran biasa.
Of all human beings.
Sakumna manusia.
To give more attention.
Supaya ditalingakeun.
To those who are older.
Anu geus karolot.
We must learn how to reach the young.
Urang kudu diajar kumaha meunangkeun nu ngora.
It takes a revelation from God.
Ieu perlu wahyu ti Gusti.
We must do it because Christ commands us.
Urang kudu ngalakukeun sabab Kristus mewarang.
Even church leaders can be guilty.
Malah para pamimpin gereja bisa salah.
Jesus' own disciples had this attitude.
Murid Yesus oge kitu.
In the Gospel of Matthew,
inu Injil Matius,
he spoke about children 7 times.
Mantena nyaroskeun barudak 7 kali.
Yet his own disciples,
mantena kagungan murid,
did not see the children as important.
Teu ngarteun yen barudak teu penting.
The Bible tells us about the work of Elijah the prophet.
Kita masih terang pada malam Nabi Elia.
He says that he will come in the last days.
Dina nyeres baris datang dina akhir zaman.
To turn the hearts of fathers toward the children.
Nyeun hate bapa-bapa ringet ka anakna.
This means that the hearts of fathers are not turned toward the young.
Hartina bapa-bapa teu inget ka nu ngarora.
I have to turn the hearts of my church toward young people.
Abdi kudu malikeun hate gereja ka nu ngarora.
If I do not preach about reaching the children, the people do not believe it's important. They believe it because they hear it in the Word of God. But it is not our natural inclination. Therefore, we must walk by revelation.
And
we must reach children. Because we see it in the book.
Antaran ayat dina Alkitab.
Many years ago I was writing a lesson.
Tahun-tahun nu kaliwat abdi keur nulis pengajaran.
I wrote a curriculum for children.
Abdi nulis karikulum barudak.
And this has been used all over the United States.
Ieu teh tos dipake di sakuliah Amerika.
I was writing these lessons.
Abdi keur nulis pengajaran ieu.
About all the characters of the Bible.
Kabeh tokoh Alkitab.
And I just finished writing a lesson about Samson.
Karabai anggeus nulis pengajaran hal Simpson.
I looked at my lesson.
Abdi nepo pengajaran abdi.
I thought it was complete.
Teu pikiran geus lengkap.
So I put it in the stack of the things that were finished.
Simpen bae di nurak di bagian tugas anu geus rengse.
But the Spirit of God spoke to my heart.
Mun roh Allah nyarios kana hate abdi.
He said, "You're not done."
Tanggemna maneh can rengse.
So I picked up the paper again.
Abdi nyokot kertas deui.
I said, "It looks good to me."
Abdi, katempona mah alus.
The Lord said, "You're not finished."
Dinyarios maneh can rengse.
I said, "Lord, what is it that I have missed?"
Abdi Gusti kartu naonana.
I've written all about Samson's life.
Abdi tos nyerat hal kahirupan Simpson.
I told the children how you anointed him.
Merenyao barudak kumaha anjin ngurapan manehna.
I told them about his great strength.
Abdi merenyao kakuatan mu hebat.
How that he compromised.
Kumaha manehna kompromi.
I told how that he lost his strength.
Kumaha leungit kakuatanana.
And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart.
Roh Allah nyarios ka hate abdi.
And he said, "Samson is a type of the church."
Kaurna Simpson teh tipe gereja.
He is a picture of my church.
Manehna teh gambaran ti gereja kami.
The Jewish people have a term for Christians.
Urang Yahudi boga istilah keur urang Kristen.
We're often called Nazarenes.
Sering disebut urang Nasrani.
Samson was given this name.
Simpson dingaranna nu bieu.
He took the vow of a Nazarite.
Eta Nazira lah.
And he was not to have his hair cut.
Bukna teu meunang dipotong.
Nor was he to eat anything that came from the grapevine.
Meunang dahar nu asalna tina anggur.
He was to be set apart.
Manehna dipisahkeun.
When he became a man,
waktu manehna dewasa,
the Spirit of God began to move him.
Pala mimiti ngagerakeun manehna.
He had tremendous supernatural strength.
Boga kekuatan supra alami nu dahsyat.
As he was walking down a pathway,
waktu manehna keur leumpang di jalan,
a lion jumped out to kill him.
Tubruk singa.
And with his bare hands,
teu mawa pakarang,
Samson tore the lion to pieces.
Simpson ngararajat singa.
You see, the devil walks about as a roaring lion.
Seperti singa nu ngagaur.
But Jesus has given us authority over him.
Yesus tos masihan urang otoritas keur ngalawan.
As Samson destroyed the lion,
seperti Simpson nyasaak singa,
the Church of Jesus Christ has been anointed.
Gereja Yesus Kristus geus diurapan.
To resist the lion, the devil.
Ikeun nolak singa jeung iblis.
Samson had tremendous strength.
Simpson boga kekuatan luar biasa.
In the physical realm.
In alam jasmani.
The church has been anointed in the spirit.
Gereja geus diurapan ku roh.
Church has the supernatural strength to deliver.
Ibanda kekuatan supra alami pikeun diteruskeun.
Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church."
Yesus ngadawuh, dina batu karang ieu kami rek ngadegen jemaah.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Kata ajal moal ngawasaan.
No amount of persecution can stop the work of God.
Loba panganiayaan moal bisa mengaremkeun padamelan Gusti.
The church cannot be destroyed from without.
Gereja teu bisa dihancurkeun.
Samson was in the gates of a city.
Simpson aya di panto gerbang kota.
They closed the gates on him to trap him inside.
Aranena ngadeukeutan panto-panto keur ngajebak di jero.
The Philistines were going to kill him.
Urang Filistin rek maehan.
He went to the gates of their city.
Aranena indit ka panto-panto gerbang kota.
He tore them from the walls.
Aranena nyabut kadua tiang pantona ti tembok.
He carried them away.
Terus dijungjungkeun.
And he threw them down.
Dibalangkeun ka handap.
The gates did not prevail against him.
Pintu gerbang teu bisa nahan.
Jesus sent his disciples forth.
Yesus ngutus murid-muridna.
To preach two by two.
Ikeun khotbah duaan-duaan.
This is the best way to spread the gospel.
Cara nu hadepikeun ngawartakeun Injil.
When people partner together.
Waktu jelema guyub bebarengan.
Two and two.
Dua jeung dua.
Samson caught foxes.
Simpson nawakan anjing leuweung.
And tied them together.
Ditalian buntutna.
Two foxes at a time.
Dua anjing.
He put a fire between their tails.
Disundut obor di antara dua buntut.
And he turned them loose in the Philistines' fields.
Dilepaskeun ka huma urang Filistin.
And the foxes went forth two and two.
Anjing teh lompat bareng.
To bring fire.
Mamawa sieun hurung.
To the harvest.
Tapi buatin.
You see, this is a picture of the church.
Ieu teh gambaran gereja.
Samson was attacked by the Philistines.
Simpson diserang ku urang Filistin.
He had no weapon that you would use.
Kebogaan pakarang. Nuku saderek digunakeun.
He had no sword.
Bukan pedang.
No club.
Bukan gada.
No stick.
Eueuh iteuk.
No rock.
Eueuh batu.
He had only the jawbone of a donkey.
Dan boga tulang rahang kalde.
The jawbone of a donkey is not a great weapon.
Tapi lain pakarang nu alus.
In fact, it's a foolish weapon.
Ya pakarang nu bodoh.
If we want to say someone is foolish,
lamun urang rek nyebut bodoh ka batur,
we say that they act like a donkey.
Kalakuanana saperti kalde.
It is foolishness to the world.
Ieu bodoh keur dunya.
But it is through this jaw.
Tapi ngaliwatan rahang ieu.
That the Church of Jesus Christ.
Gereja Yesus Kristus.
Releases its power.
Ngalepaskeun kawasan.
When we speak the words of God.
Waktu urang nepikeun dawuhan Gusti.
Through the jaw of the donkey.
Ngaliwatan sareham kalde.
The power of God is released.
Kuasa Allah lepas.
It is our weapon.
Ieu pakarang urang.
He takes the foolish things of this world.
Ayeuna nyokot hal nu bodo di dunya.
To confound the wise.
Keur ngacaukeun nu pinter.
Samson is a type of the church.
Simpson teh tipe gereja.
Samson killed 1,000 Philistines.
Simpson geus mayan 1,000 urang Filistin.
With the jawbone of that donkey.
Ku saream kalde.
But then he became weary.
Dalila manehna capek.
He was dying of thirst.
Meh maot hanaang.
He called out to God.
Manehna ngagerok ka Gusti.
For refreshing.
Henta disegerkeun.
God took the same donkey's jawbone.
Dinyandak saream kalde nu sarua.
And it became a fountain of water.
Harta jadi pancuran cai seger.
No matter how much Samson drank from it.
Diterang sabaraha lobana Simpson nginum.
It sprang forth water.
Cainna mancer seger.
It is through this same jaw.
Jeung ngaliwatan saream nu sarua.
That the rivers of living water flow by the Holy Spirit out from your innermost being to bring you refreshing. Samson was a type of the church. Samson was rejected by the men of Judah. The Church of Jesus Christ was rejected in the early day by the men of Judah.
Urang Yudea.
And like Samson,
seperti Samson,
the church lost its strength.
Gereja kalenyitan kekuatan.
It began to compromise.
Gereja kompromi.
It gave away the secret of its strength.
Gereja mimiti mererahasia kekuatanana.
The glory was taken from the church.
Kemuliaan dicokot di gereja.
And Samson became weak.
Serta Simpson jadi lungse.
The church became weak.
Gereja jadi lungse.
Its eyes were put out.
Panona dicokel.
It had no spiritual light.
Terang rohani.
Samson was put into a mill.
Simpson dipanyara di panggilingan gandum.
He walked in circles.
Manehna leumpang urilingan buneran.
As a slave.
Dianggap budak bulian.
And so it was with the church.
Itu ge gereja.
For hundreds of years.
Talila ratusan tahun.
The church did not succeed.
Teu ngahasilkeun.
It had no light.
Gereja teu bogaeun saar.
No strength.
Teu bogaeun kekuatan.
It went in circles.
Terus bae panguriling.
But then at the end of his life.
Tapi tungtungna.
At the very last moment.
Waktu akhir.
The Philistines brought Samson.
Urang Filistin mawa Simpson.
Into their temple.
Kukui, kakuilna.
They said they will mock him.
Manehna rek mayokan.
They said we will give praise to our God.
Urang muji Allah urang.
And we will mock Samson.
Harta urang moyok Simpson.
And the God of Israel.
Harta Allah Israel.
They were in for a surprise.
Maranehanana kaget.
Because Samson prayed for his strength to return.
Lantaran Simpson ngadoa supaya kekuatanana pulih.
The hair had begun to grow again.
Buukna mimiti jadi deui.
And now he is walking by faith.
Ayeuna leumpangna ku iman.
And not by sight.
Lain kudu katempo.
He moves to the temple.
Manehna nuju ka kuil teh.
And he puts his hands on the pillars.
Terus ngarangkul dua tiang nu tengah.
That hold up the building.
Nanggeuy eta bangunan.
He prays for strength.
Manehna ngadua mundut kakuatan.
And God hears his prayer.
Gusti ngadau, ngadangu doana.
He pushes down the pillars.
Manehna dongko sakuatna.
And in one moment,
ngan sakitep.
He kills more Philistines.
Manehna maehan leuwih loba urang Filistin.
Than all the other years put together.
Ibatanmu dipaehan bareto.
The Spirit of God spoke to my heart.
Rohalang ngadawuh kana hate abdi.
And he said, thus shall it be with my church.
Ieu bakal kajadian anu gereja kami.
In its last moments on this earth.
Dina poean akhir di muka bumi ieu.
It will do more.
Gereja bakal ngalakukeun leuwih loba.
It will reach more people.
Gereja bakal menangkeun rajalma.
It will bring a greater harvest.
Bakal mau pibuatan leuwih lega.
Than all the rest of history.
Ibatan waktu nu sajena dina sajarah.
Put together.
Nu digunukeun sakabehna.
When I begin to hear these things.
Abdi terang hal ieu.
I begin to rejoice.
Abdi sukabungah.
But then I heard the Spirit say something more.
Terusna abdi ngadangu roh nyaritakeun hiji hal saja.
He asked me a question.
Anjeunna mere hiji pananya ka abdi.
He said, how did Samson find the pillars of the temple?
Taurna kumaha Samson manggihan tiang kuil?
I knew the answer.
Abdi terang jawabanana.
Samson found the place of strength.
Samson manggihan tempat kakuatan.
By following a little boy.
Kunuturkeun budak kalaki leutik.
A little boy led him to that
place.
And the Spirit of God answered me. He said, when the church begins to follow the children, you will arrive at the place of strength. You will do a greater work than on all the other works put together. Today on this planet, there are 2 billion children.
Aya 2 miliar.
Under the age of 20.
Budak sanapeun umur 20 tahun.
And they are open to the gospel.
Mareunga hayang narima Injil.
And this is where the great harvest is.
Tah, dibuatkeun nu gede teh ieu.
Yes, we want to reach the grown-ups.
Urang arek meunangkeun nu dewasa.
We also serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Urang geus ngalayanan Allah ti Ibrahim, Isaac, jeung Yakub.
The old men, the young men.
Nu karolot, nu ngarora.
And the little children.
Jeung barudak leutik.
We must reach all generations.
Urang kudu meunangkeun kabeh generasi.
So when we include all generations.
Waktu urang ngasupkeun sagabeh generasi.
We reap the greatest harvest.
Urang panen pibuatan lega.
We need the wisdom of the old men.
Urang perlu hikmat nu kolot.
We need the strength of the young men.
Urang perlu kakuatan nuora.
And we need the zeal of the children.
Urang uga merlukeun semangat barudak.
This is the harvest.
Ieu teh pibuatkeun.
Of the last days.
Dina jaman akhir.
When the farmer plants his winter wheat.
Petani melak gandum musim tiis.
In the fall of the year.
Dina usum gugur taun eta.
It looks like it will keep growing.
Bakal terus jadi tumuwuh.
But then it stops.
Tapi eureun heula.
It goes through a long winter.
Liwatan usum tiis nu lila.
But the spring finally comes.
Tapi akhirna usum mamareng datang.
And at the end of the spring.
Dina akhir usum mamareng.
The wheat begins to grow.
Gandum mimiti jadi.
At the very last moment.
Dina waktu akhir.
The harvest is ready.
Kudu sayagi.
The harvest is only available.
Dibuatkeun ngan ukur.
For a small window of time.
Dari jendela leutik ti waktu.
The farmer does not have all winter.
Di petani teu mibanda sakabeh usum tiis.
He does not have half the year.
Teu satengah taun.
He has a few days of labor.
Dan bisa digawe sabeberapa poe bae.
In which he must work.
Bari digawe.
To gather in this harvest.
Asup kana pibuatanana.
We are living in this day.
Urang hirup dina poe poe ieu.
And the harvest is all.
Harta panen sakabehna.
Not just one generation.
Lain ngan sagenerasi.
But every generation.
Tapi saban generasi.
The word of God will come to pass.
Dawuhan Gusti bakal jadi.
The scripture will be fulfilled.
Dawuhan Gusti bakal tinekanan.
The word of God will be preached in every nation.
Dawuhan Gusti bakal dihotbahkeun di saban bangsa.
There will be a harvest in every nation.
Bakal aya pibuatan saban bangsa.
It is the word of God.
Ieu teh dawuhan Gusti.
It must come to pass.
Ieu kudu kajadian.
Today we are not here to discuss this.
Urang mah ngadiskusikeun di dieu poe ieu.
It will happen whether I believe it or not.
Ieu bakal kajadian rek percaya rek henteu.
It'll happen whether you believe it or not.
Ieu bakal kajadian rek percaya rek henteu.
Here is the question.
Ieu pananyana.
will you be a part of it?
Daek saderek nyokot bagian.
The great harvest is to reach the young.
Menangkan kaum rumaja.
They are the first to be mentioned.
Marana nu mimiti disebut.
We want the others.
Urang mikahayang nulian.
But the church already knows about them.
Tapi gereja geus nyao perkara manen.
But let us reap this harvest.
Hayu urang panen pibuatkeun.
Let us learn to recognize the head of the wheat.
Hayu urang diajar apal siki gandum.
God has called us to reach all ages.
Gusti tos ngagupai keur meunangkeun sagala umur.
Including the children.
Asup barudak.
Lord, today I thank you.
Gusti, dinten ieu abdi syukur.
That this truth will find a place.
Dan keyakinan ieu bakal meunang tempat.
In the hearts of the people.
Di hate jalma rea.
That leaders will receive this truth.
Para pamimpin oge bade nampi keyakinan.
And take it to heart.
Dilebetkeun kana hatena.
And walk in this.
Serta maju di jero ieu.
In Jesus' name.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.